Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
A colleague told me a story I can't stop thinking about. He's in a customer meeting. They surface three use cases. He jots down three bullet points, two sentences really. Afterward, he drops them into an AI tool and says, "Flesh this out." It hands him back 13 pages, beautifully formatted. And he told me, quote, "It was good. It wasn't even bad, but it was blah."
13 pages of blah from two sentences.
And here's the line that got me. He said, "A consultant would have charged 1,500 euros in 3 days for that document, and it would have been the same document." The AI didn't make it worse. It made it instant. But nothing in those 13 pages was validated. It was three real bullet points and 12 and a half pages of confident filler.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. Part 3 of our AI series. And this one's about a specific failure mode, output that looks like insight and isn't.
And the scary part is what happens next. That 13-page doc becomes context for the next person. Your solutions team gets it as the briefing. So now someone's building on 12 pages that nobody verified.
That's the poison. The AI context looks so thorough that the next SE assumes the thinking's been done. So they don't redo discovery. They build on sand. And you've actually made the deal weaker, not stronger, because the hollow parts are invisible.
Okay, but I want to push, because I use AI to draft constantly and I'd defend it. The problem in that story isn't the tool. It's that he shipped the 13 pages. The move is AI drafts, human validates, and the human adds the three sentences of actual insight the machine couldn't have.
Say more about the three sentences.
So the AI can give you the generic scaffolding, the industry context, the standard use cases, the tidy framing. Fine. That's real work it just saved you. But what made that meeting matter is the stuff only a human in the room heard. The CFO flinched when procurement came up, the champion's real fear. That's the value. Three sentences of it are worth more than the 12 pages.
So you're inverting it. The AI does the 80% that's commodity, and the human's job shrinks down to the 20% that's irreplaceable. But that 20% is the whole point.
Exactly. And the failure is when people think the 80% is the deliverable and skip the 20.
There's a customer angle, too, that I think we underrate. That polished 13-page doc? Your customer is getting the identical-looking thing from every vendor. Same structure, same AI gloss.
And they know it's AI. So what do? They run it back through their own AI to summarize it. You spend effort generating pages that get compressed back to three bullet points on their side.
The whole thing round-trips through two machines, and nobody read the middle. Which is exactly why the human part matters more, not less. People still buy from people. The differentiation was never the document.
The document was never the point. The relationship and the specific understanding, that's the point. AI just made the commodity part free, which should free you up for the relationship.
But only if you're disciplined about it. The lazy version, ship the 13 pages, feels productive and quietly rots your deals.
What's the move?
Next time AI hands you a beautiful long document, do one thing before it goes anywhere. Highlight the parts that are actually validated, that you personally heard or confirmed. If that's three sentences out of 13 pages, that's your real content. The rest is scaffolding, not substance.
And add the human three sentences the machine could never know. That's the deliverable. The polish is free now, so stop being impressed by it and spend your edge on what only you were in the room for. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, Feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.